I say we take Smith down now, my uncle insists. He paces the patio, lighting cigarettes he forgets to finish, flicking the butts into the ginger bushes nearby. The king must die, Poppy agrees. My mouth drops. They're talking about murdering El Jefe. I feel scared just thinking about what I've overheard. What if the SIM have a way to read people's minds? Let's not rush into this, Mommy cautions. El Jefe is many things, but he's not stupid. He won't refuse the consul. Remember, he really wants to win back the Americans so the embargo stops. We'll see, Papi says, as if he's struggling to believe what Mommy is telling him. For the rest of the day, I can't concentrate on anything. I just can't believe my own father would do something he's always taught me is wrong. Maybe saying the king must die was like the metaphor Mrs. Brown was always talking about? A figure of speech, not something that's actually true. I corner Mundin in the hallway and ask him to please tell me what is going on. Are Papi and Tio Tony really going to kill El Jefe? Mundin claps a hand over my mouth and looks around worriedly. Don't ever say that to anyone. His voice is so desperate I burst into tears. He must feel bad about scaring me because he adds, everything will be all right. I try hard to keep my mind on those words and on what Chucha dreamed. Lucinda, Mundin, Mommy and I sprouting wings. Maybe she didn't see Papi because he went ahead, preparing our way in a country he is already familiar with? In Lucinda's bedroom, everything is in disarray. Piles of